Okay, so this is a continuing question answer session and series of recordings with Dr. Chetna Kripalu from Trinity Medical Associates. The question, Dr. Chetna, is regarding the importance of genuineness. You know, there's a famous saying, one has to live it to emit it. And you've been on a journey with meditation, and you're a medical practitioner, and you have a lot of training in different areas. What does this mean to you, and how do you apply this in your life?
So for a while, till I started meditating and going inwards and trying to figure out things and everything, I did not realize how important this was. But for me and, you know, my family, my husband, both of us actually really, really believe that we have to walk the talk. Because when you walk the talk, you speak from a different place in your heart, your space, that it's authentic. So authenticity is everything, and that will make people or influence people. You cannot make people do it. You influence people by saying and by living what you speak. And whether it's about nutrition, whether it's about meditation, whether it's about life, the way you handle life,
relationships,
how does that affect that? How does exercise help you? So in that context, we're talking more about how my life has changed by being more authentic. And when I say things about empowerment, when I'm talking about thought patterns, what do you do with that? We have to live it, because if I don't live it, then it's very difficult for me to just preach it. And it just doesn't transpire the way I want it to, because there is a certain amount of vibration which goes through when I'm authentic, which is felt by the other person. And it's not only language. It's there's a transmission of energy with it and a vibration, and it's much more powerful. And this is why when people, even like the President Obama talking, and there are big orators talking, they're talking from a different effect they have on people. Some people, if they just talk, it's not transmitting the same vibration. So there is that difference when you're authentic, when you're following it, when you're saying it. It's my story and how I've lived it and how I still live it, and what has made my journey so amazing in this time.
Yeah.
And that really helps people understand. And once they practice, I always tell people, don't just listen to me. I want you to do this and see if it works for you and how it works for you. When they do it and they work, that's my reward. And that's like amazing when they come and say, hey, Dr. Chetna, this is what I did and it really worked for me. That was amazing. That was transformational. And then you know that this is what has done. This is what has been for me. And it's been, I mean, similar to you, not the same experience, which it cannot be, but it's been transformational for you in your own way.
So you mentioned about authenticity, and that's a very powerful word. As a mother, as a wife, as a medical doctor, as a teacher of meditation, what quality do you feel you have, and this is not asked from an ego point of view or anything, but what quality do you feel you have that really enhances authenticity? Or what is needed in one's life to enhance that kind of authenticity to live each day the way you're talking about?
One of them I've really seen is acceptance. And what I mean by acceptance is acceptance of people the way they are. Mm. And that is not easy to do, because we all have expectations about everyone, like your spouse, your children, they need to be doing this, your parents need to be behaving a certain way, and everything. I'm not saying I'm 100% there. It still bothers me, but I know that this is important for me, because the reason this is, I know we're coming to a different topic, but this is really important.
Just keep going.
So acceptance is important because it just makes your life go a different way, and it affects you in the sense that you're not accepting defeat. That's not what I'm talking about. Like if somebody's talking to you and they're rude or they're not really behaving themselves, that's not what I'm saying, that you need to accept the abuse for yourself, but just accepting and, you know, the way they are, in the sense that they are coming from, or they're being abusive or verbally abusive, whatever, because they have a problem in their minds. It is nothing to do with you. There are different ways of dealing with that acceptance. So it doesn't mean you're taking the abuse, but that is for another discussion. But again, this has helped me a lot, because it keeps me calm when, even if somebody's irritated, somebody's upset in front of you, like the children. And also, you know, I may have certain expectations from my children, but unless it's something big that I'm seeing, and I might guide them. But once they've decided what to do, you have to give your full acceptance there. Yeah. So that's really helped me a lot in my whole, you know, life. And I think it's always turned out really good, because when I go into my meditation, what I do is, that's again another topic, but when I do it, I empower myself to be at a highest frequency or vibration I can, and actually transmit that to the other person who I feel is, you know, either I would say has scattered energies, or the reason for the behavior, and comes from a lot of things, not just that. And that has been the only way to have people see through this whole cloud, which is actually in front of them, which they're not able to see, and give them some more clarity.
Thank you very much, Dr. Jay. Yes, very good.